Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Masechtas Yumin Nafayinam and Beis. The sugya starts in Nafayinam and Aleph. The Mishnah is finishing off the Seder of the Avodas Hayom. The Mishnah is starting with the second time he wore the big days of, the third tefillah. With there he does, the Mishnah says, the Eile Ve'Eile Am. And the Gemara includes in that the Emurei of the Chatas, of the seer and the par. And then he wears the big day love again to take out the kaf and the machta, and wears the big day zav again to do the aveda. The Mishnah says to do the aveda of the neiris and the k'teiris. We have a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, which the Gemara explains is unclear. The Mishnah is not very clear exactly what Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva hold. And the Gemara says you can find shittas Rabbi Eliezer in Tana Devei Shmuel, and Shittas Rabbi Akiva in the Tosefta, and the Gemara goes through, and we have there afterwards the Machlokes in the Rabbi Akiva Gufa, if all the Musafim were done with the Talmud Shel Shachar, or six Kvasim with the Talmud Shel Shachar and one after the Avodas Yom Kippurim, or the other way, one Kavis with the Talmud Shachar and six after the Avodas Yom Kippurim. But I want to discuss, because it's also very complicated in the Rishonim, there are a few Shittas Rishonim and a few key points of the Sugya, and that's what we're going to discuss. The Shaila is Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, where the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah said in Rabbi Eliezer that when he does the third Tvila and does the Eilai in the Eila'am, he does Shivas Kvasim Tmimim B'nei Shana. And it doesn't talk about the par or the sir nasa b'chutz or the emurei chatas. That's what the Gemara tells the Chum. So then the Gemara brings the Tana Devei Shmuel. Now Rabbi Eliezer says he did the Eile ve'Eile Am ve'emurei chatas. So you have the emurei chatas, but the para Eile and the Shivas Kvasim, the sir nasa b'chutz im tamid shel bein arabayim. So the problem is like this: the Mishnah is pretty clear that the Shivas Kvasim are done on the third Tvila. The tamid shel bein arabayim, presumably, and this is how Rav Yishayim hold, was done with the fifth tefillah. And that's more mafurish in the Gemara early in the Aflamed Beizim and Aleph, that the Talmud Shebein Arabayim was done with the fifth tefillah. And that would also be the Lashon Avol, Para Oilev, Veshivis Kvasim, Vesinas Vechutzim, Talmud Shebein Arabayim. If you go to the Avol there, that the Eloi and Elo Amen and Murechatas were done with the third tefillah. Yatzav Asa Elev, Elo Amen, Murechatas, that's with the third tefillah. And then he wears the big day Lavan, and he does it Saskaf Machta, Avol, Paiva Eilev, Shivas Kvasim, Sinas Vukutz, Im Tamish Ben Abayim. That clearly tells you that the Eile, the Eile Am, and the Murechatas are done then, but, meaning a different thing, Paiva Eilev, Shivas Kvasim, Sinas Vukutz, are done not then, but with the Tamish Ben Abayim. So that's pretty clear that the Shivas Kvasim were done later with the Tamish Ben Abayim. And that's all the Musafim were done then. Also the Par and the Shenas B'chutz, except for the Eil Ha'am, which is also in the Psukim in Acharemais, the Yatzah, V'asa Selasa, V'atza Eil Ha'am, that's done Miyad with the third Tvila. But the problem is the Mishnah says that he does the Eil Ve'Eil Ha'am, and the Shivas Kvasim Tim B'nei Shana, that's Masha with the third Tvila. So that's the problem. When were the Shivas Kvasim done? The Mishnah sounds like they were done specifically by the third Tvila, and the Brisa sounds like they were done by the fifth Tvila, Mifrad of Yigaris the Avol. So Taisus and the Rosh hold that they were done with the fifth Tvila. The Shaila is, what does the Mishnah mean? So the Mishnah is not so clear. The Mishnah is not Mefarish so much. The Mishnah just means that the Shivas Kvasim were done after the Avodas Yom Kippurim. Lafukir Rabbi Kiva the holds in Tamish Oshach and Ekrovim, which was before the Avodas Yom Kippurim. It's all the Mishnah means. But the Mishnah wasn't Nachasti Mechalik, were they done by the third tefillah, before the Yitzhah's Kaf HaMachta, or were they done by the fifth tefillah, after the Yitzhah's Kaf HaMachta? That's what Taisus and the Rosh both hold. The Baal Amar, on the other hand, holds that they were done by the third tefillah. And he obviously could not be Geiris to Avol, like Taisus, the Master Tanav Shmuel, already says, a Girsa that's not Geiris to Avol. Ben Hananel wasn't Geiris to Avol. And he says, when the Brisa says they were done with the Tamish Ibn Abayim, it's Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean they were done specifically with the Talmud Shel Abayim. It just means that they weren't done with the Talmud Shel Shachar. They were done not before the Avodas Yom Kippurim with the Talmud Shel Shachar, but they were done after the Avodas Yom Kippurim with the Talmud Shel Abayim, but not exactly with the Talmud Shel Abayim. The Talmud Shel Abayim is before, early in the Aflamed days, it was done after the Tzav Kaf HaMachta. Masha'en Kain, all the musafim were done by the third tefillah before the tzaras kafa machta. So that's a machlokes rishonim, all assuming that the tamid shel bein arbayim was done by the fifth tefillah. So the question is, when were the musafim done according to Rabbi Eliezer? The Mishnah's mashma, they were done by the third tefillah. The Gemara is pretty clear, especially if the Gari say Aval, they were done with the Tamish Merbayim by the fifth tefillah. So if a machlek is which one to be matchik? The Taiz and the Rav says be matchik the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not telling you the exact time of the Zayin Kvasin. And the Bryce is more accurate. The Bryce is telling you it was done with the Tamish Merbayim, especially because the Gari say Aval. And the Mela, the only thing that was done in the third tefillah is Eloi, Elaam, and the Murechatis, that's it. Everything else, the entire Parshas Pinchas, was all done after Netzah's Kafel Mechta. And the Svarah makes sense, that since Rabbi Eliezer wants everything to be Kedich Sinf, and that's why the whole Parshas Pinchas after Parshas Achareimis is so good, Netzah's Kafel Mechta is also in Parshas Achareimis, even though it's Shalika Seder in the Psukim. So we make Netzah's Kafel Mechta the end of Parshas Achareimis, after the Eloi, the Elaam, and the Akhtaris Emrim. And then we have the Tzoras Kafamachta, and then we get the Parshas Pinchas, the Par, and the Sin Asa V'chutz, and the Shiva Kvasim, and the Talmud Shalbein Arabayim. That's Taisus and the Rush. So after the Machlik and the Mishnah, and the Brice is accurate, and the Baal Mars is Faket, that the Tzoras Kafamachta is last. It's like you say, that's all the way at the end. That's the last thing you do. And the Brice, when it says, Im Talmud Shalbein Arabayim, is only Kam Lafuki Talmud Shal Shachar. It's not done before the Avodah Yom Kippur, it's not after the Avodah Yom Kippur, but really the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim is done after the Tzoras Kafa Machta, and the entire Parshas Pinchas is done before the Tzoras Kafa Machta. The Eloi, the Elaam, and the Klaris Emim is done together with the Par, and the Shiva Kvasim, and the Siyan Asa B'chutz. But this is all with the assumption, which both Rashi and Taisus hold, that the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim is done with the Tevilah Chamishah. It's really Rav Yishenim all the way. Rashi, Taisus, the Rosh, the Baal Amar. The Ramban also writes that all the Goyim hold their way, the Ramban al Haterim, the Ramban in Chedushim, he also says it's the das of the Kravish Shal Petanim HaKadmainim. The Piyutim that they made on Seder HaVayda also assumed that the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim was done after the Tzoras Kafa Machta by the Tevilah Chamishah. But Lamaisa, the Ramban himself, both here in Chedushim and in the Piyut Shal Haterim, and this is also the das of the Rambam and the Smag, they hold that the Talmud Shel Arbayim was with the Tevilah Shlishis, before the Tzoras Kafa Machta. So Mela, there's no problem. When it says in the Mishnah that the Shiva Kvasim were done together with the Eloi, the Eloam, and it says here in the Braisa that the Pyra Eloi and Shiva Kvasim and Sinas Mechutz was done with the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, that's Mamish the same time, because the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim also was done with the Tevilah Shlishis. And the Ramban says, I have a Raya, because the Gemara, when it says the Tevilah Chamishis, it just says Tyrus and Neiris. It doesn't say Talmud. Why doesn't say Talmud? Elamai, the Talmud was done earlier. He also brings a raya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says pretty clearly, Omer Bechna, kol meidem meitzas kafa machta, shila achar Talmud shel bein arabayim. So Bechna clearly says this in the Yerushalmi, that the meitzas kafa machta is after the Talmud shel bein arabayim. The only problem is that on the Avamin Beizim and Aleph, it says very clearly, the Rosh is V'chamish Aveda saying, Talmud Shel Shachar B'Big Dei Zav, Aveda Sayyim B'Big Dei Lavan, Eloi Ve'Eloam B'Big Dei Zav, Kafel Machta B'Big Dei Lavan, Talmud Shel Bein Arabayim B'Big Dei Zav. A clear braisa that the Talmud Shel Bein Arabayim was done the fifth time with B'Big Dei Zav, not the third time. But the Ramban says, yeah, the Yerushalmi also had this braisa, it's in the Torah's Kainim, so you can't ask a kasha from the Bavli in the Yerushalmi, it's a kasha from a braisa in the Yerushalmi. You have to say that the Pshan and the braisa is, it doesn't mean the actual Talmud, but the Seder HaTamid, meaning the Keteris and the Neiris, but not the actual Tamid. So I spoke about this a little bit then. The Ramban says, Lashem v'chein b'din she'ein ha'avayda, u'ma'achon oisel achar ha'kol, v'achi iskayim b'hei tefilas. It's b'din that even the Tamid should be before the Tzoras Kafa Machta, because it's not an avayda. So we make it really last. We push it all the way to the end. The only reason why we do some avaydas afterwards is just push it for the hei tefilas. So Mela, we'll push it last. So the Miskarov said, we spoke about this, it's in the Chedush Yemar and Rizan, Kedush Yuma V'Sukkah, earlier on the Aflamid Beis, that he says, if Shana the Ramban is, L'Chedush what the Ramban is saying, that there's really no Din Seder B'Chlal. It's not that Shana there's a Seder when exactly the Tzoras Kafa Machta is. There is none. The whole point of the Tzoras Kafa Machta being in the middle is in order to make five Tvilas. If you would have the Tzoras Kafa Machta at the end of the avodah of Bigdei Lavan, the first one, so then you wouldn't be able to have five tefillos, like the Gemara says. You'd only have three tefillos. That's why there has to be some avodah before the Tzaras Kafa Machta, and some avodah after the Tzaras Kafa Machta. But it doesn't, Shafa didn't say there. The Tzaras Kafa Machta, you can do whatever you want. The main thing is, you can't do it until you put on Bigdei Zav, did some avodah, and then you knew that Tzaras Kafa Machta was Bigdei Lavan, so you could get five tefillos in. So really, you push it off all the way to the end, because it's not really an avodah. And the Ramban says this a little bit at the end also. He says, Mishamachi lekaparu tana lepirusha. The reason why the Tana wasn't mefarish, why? Because the inami mafsul gam ben eila elam shapidami. If you make the Tzaras Kafa Machta between the eila and the elam, it's also okay. El v'ktani mesnis l'chila mechvin l'achra v'ezush in v'lasa shiari avodah. The Mishnah is telling you l'chachili, you push it after avodah, because it's only a shiur avodah. As long as you manage to get the hate tefillos and yud kedushim, it's fine. That's the lashon of the Ramban, and that's what the Brisker Rav learns. So there, the Milchas Ram says a very interesting thing. It would sound very richtig, but the Ramban doesn't mention it. So the Ramban's bothered by Akasha. Why did the Mishnah say when they did the Talmud? L'chair, it's an important thing. The Mishnah tells you when they did the Eila on, and when they did the Musaf, and then it says on the fifth one, they did the Ketairis and the Neiris. Why did the Mishnah mention the Tumid? And the Gemara also, which says other things which the Mishnah left out, like the Muri Chattis and that, but no one mentions the Tumid. On that one day, there it says the Tumid's of the fifth Fila, but why didn't the Gemara hear them Kaimai mention the Tumid? So Zakh the Mishnah says, if you can learn this, Bechlal no didn't say there. So the Chayyim would make sense to say like this. Let's say they finished the entire Avodah Sayyim, including everything. They did the Kafa Machta, the Keteris, the Parvifnim, the Seipnim, the Seil Azazel. They did everything. And then he put on the Big Day Zav, and he did the Eloi and the Eloon, and the Keteris Amorim. And it's still not yet the time to do the Tamar Shebein Arbayim. They finished everything, but it's not yet this man akrovas tamar shebein arbayim. So they're going to have a break now. So the chara, if there's no din say the bichlal, so put on the big deal oven and take out the kafa machta. Even the fi the Ramban and the Rambam that say that you do the tamid on the third tefillah, but if let's say they finished all the other avodas of the third tefillah and it's not yet time for the tamar shebein arbayim, there doesn't seem to be any reason dafka to wait and do the Talmud Shebein Arbayim, and then take off the Big Day Zav, and put on the Big Day Lav, and do the Tzaras Kafa Machta, and then do the Ketairis and the Neiris. Why wait? Now, Sheein Kein, if by the time they finished the Avodah of the Eloi and the Elam and everything, and now it's already time for the Talmud Shebein Arbayim, so then what the Ramban is saying, Machrinin Leilach HaKol Avodah, this makes sense. So now, I could do the Talmud Shebein Arbayim, I could do the Tzaras Kafa Machta. Do the Talmud first. That's an Avodah Gemur. That's only a Shiari Avodah. But if it's not yet the time for the Talmud Shebein Arbayim, so then you could do the Tzaras Kafa Machta now. Why should you wait and push it off? So Lefisa Ataka was totally. The Ketairis and the Neiris, which are the last things you do, they had to be done in the fifth Tefillah. If you did them in the third Tefillah, there'd be nothing left for the fifth Tefillah. So the Ketairis and Neiris, they're the last things that you do, Avada they're done in the fifth Tefillah. The Eloi, the Eloam, and the Akravis HaEmirim, they were of course done in the third Tefillah. Like the Gemara Darshins, V'yatzev Asas Elasav El Salam, that had to be done in the third Tefillah. When was the Talmud Shebein Arbayim done? It depended. If, when you finish the Eloi, the Eloam, it's time for the Talmud Shebein Arbayim, so you did it before the Tzaras Kafa Machta. If it wasn't yet time for the Talmud Shebein Arbayim, so you do the Tzaras Kafa Machta first. Sounds like a very Geshmaka Svar. Sounds very richtig. It's just, the Ramban has the Ara, he doesn't say it. But Bekitzam, let's get back to the Indian that was saying. So what is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer? We'll get to Rabbi Kiva soon. Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is that after we do the morning Avedis, the Tamid and the Atavis and Eris and the Keteris, and he does all the Yom Kippur Avedis, he doesn't do any Avedis in Parashas Pinchas earlier. On the third Tefillah, on the second time he wears the Big Day Zav, he does the Eloi and Eloam, he does the Emuri HaChatas, that's clear. But we have a three of Machlokes Rishonim. Taisus and the Rosh holds that everything else he does with the Talmud, the fifth Tefillah. He does the entire Musafim, besides for the ayil, he does the pyre and the shiv kvasim and the sir and asa b'chutz and the tamid shabena abayim and the kteris and the neiris all in the fifth tefillah. The Baal Amar holds that he does all the musafim in the third tefillah. With the Eloi Am and the Emurei Chatas, he also does all the musafim, the pyre and the shiv kvasim and the sir and asa puts all in the third tefillah and the tamid shabena abayim and the kteris and neiris in the fifth tefillah. The Rambam and the Ramban hold that even the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim he does in the third tefillah. The only thing he does in the fifth tefillah is the Ketaris and the Neiris. Those are the three shittas in Rabbi Elazar. There's a couple of more shittas. Rashi in Chumash, Rashi on Latari, Parshas Acharemais, Perik Tezayin, Pasach of Gimel, he says like this. He says, V'zeh Seder Avaydis, Tamid Shal Shachav Abigdei Zahav, Avaydis Pai V'sarah Pnimis Ketaris Shalmach Abigdei Lavan. The Talmud Shal Shachar Abigdei Zahav, and of course he means the Tavis Neiris and the Ketaris also. The Avaydis Pyre and Sarah Pnim Mekhtaris Shalmach the Big Delavan. We do the Avaydis Shem Mekipurim, the Pyre Sarah Pnim and the Kteris the Big Delavan. Then he writes, Eloi, the Elo Am, U Mixas Musafim the Big Day Zahav. You do the Eloi, the Elo Am, and part of the Musafim the Big Day Zahav. Haitzahs Kafamach the Big Delavan. Vishiyori Ham Musafim, the Talmud Shabbein Abayim Mekhtaris Hechel Shabbos Becha Pnimi, the Big Day Zahav. So Rashi this seems to hold up Sapshara here. And we said, Taiz and the Rosh hold that all the Musafim were done on the fifth one. The Baal Amar says all the Musafim were done on the third one. Rashi says part of them were done by the third and part by the fifth. The Lecha Mishnah, Nelchus Beis Lecha Beis, says, who is that like? It's not like a Bekiva, it's not like a Belezer. L'chayi Rashi wants to shtim the Mishnah that says that it was together with the Eloi Ve'Elo Am, which sounds like the third tefillah, and the Brice that says of the Talmud Shabbein Abayim to tell you that some of them were there and some of them were before the Tzaras Kafamach and some after. The Tzarech Iyin exactly Shittas Rashi and Alatera. There's also one other sheet that the Hagayi Sagra here. The Hagayi Sagra in the Gemara says it is actually a Machlekes, Rab Lez in the Mishnah and Rab Lez in the Brice. Rab Lez in the Mishnah holds like the Tesefta. The Tesefta says like this, Rab Lez Ayim Seder Gomanes Kachoyim, Makivim Para Oyle Vesir Nasa Bechutz, Hayekrevim im Tamish al Shachar. The Akak Pavit Siv and Asabath Nim, the Akak Elevel, I'm Akak Shiva Kavasim Tamima. So the Mishnah goes like the Tesefta, that by the Mishnah only the Shiva Kavasim Tamim were done after the Vedish Yom Kippurim, and the Para Oil and the Sin Asabachutz were done earlier by the Tamish al Shachar. That's Rabbi Elazar of the Mishnah. And the Gemara means Rabbi Elazar of Tanna Dvei Shmuel is a different shita than Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah, and that's the correct shita, which all the Musafim were done after Avodah Hashem Kippurim. He says, Yushalmi says, Zudah v'Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Akiva, Avachachamim leimim kulma ikrevim tamim shabayin arbayim. So he says, Yushalmi learns the Mishnah like the Tesefta, that Rabbi Akiva holds that the Shiva Kvasim with the Tamim Shal Shachar with the pyre and the sar and asa v'chutz was later, and Rabbi Elazar also forget the pyre and the sar were tamid shel shachar and the shivik vasim were later, but the chachamim hold like what Tanav Shmuel says Rabbi Elazar holds that all the musafim were done later with the tamid shel bein arabayim. But al kapanim, the three main shittas in Rabbi Elazar I would say is the teis and the rush that all the musafim were done in the fifth tefillah, the Baal Amar that all the musafim were done in the third tefillah. We have Rashi and Chumash that part were done in the fifth, part of the third. But we have the Rambam and the Ramban and the Smag that hold that the Talmud Shabbat Abayim Gufu was done with the third tefillah. And then, of course, they were done with the third tefillah. Now, Rabbi Kiva also is a Machalikish Rishayim. We have Machalikish Rashi and Taisus here on Ayin Amid Beis. The Rashi holds according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is clearly that the Par and the Shiva Kvasim were all done earlier. The question was just when the Emurei Chatas were done. According to Rashi, the Emurei Chatas was also done by Tefillah Shlishis. Only the Tamid was done in Tefillah Chamishis. And it was according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Para Oila and the Shiva Kvasim were done with the Tamid Shal Shachar. By the Tefillah Shlishis, where the Eila and Eila Am were done, also the Sir Nasa B'chutz and the Emurei Chatas are all done in the Tefillah Shlishis, and only the Tamid is done in Tefillah Chamishis. And Taisus holds that also the Emurei Chatas are done in Tefillah Chamishis, together with the Tamid Shal Bein Arabayim. Now, according to the Rambam and the Ramban and the Smag, the Talmud Shabbat Gufu was done by the Tefillah Shlishis, so of course everything was done by the Tefillah Shlishis. I mean, the Par and the Shiva Kvasim were all done by the Tefillah Rishayna, just like it is according to Rashi and Taisus, that's Mefurish in the Gemara. But the Sir Nasa Bechutz, the Eim Mechadas, and the Tamish of Bayabayim was Tefillah Shlisha. Second, there's three Shittas according to Rabbi Kiva. The Rambam, the Ramban, and the Smag hold that, I mean, according to everyone, the Par Oil and Shiva Kvasim were done with the Tamish of Shachar. But as far as the Sir Nasa Bechutz and the Eim Mechadas and the Tamid, I mean, everyone also holds the Eila in the Eila Om, and the Sir Nasa Bechutz were done in the third Tefillah. So again, the Par, Ha'ela, and the Shiva Kvasim were done with the Tamil Shal Shachar by the first Tefillah. The Eloi, the Ela Am, and the Sir Nasa Bechutz, according to everyone, was done by the third Tefillah. According to Taisus, that's all that was done by the third Tefillah. The Emirechad, the Emirim of the Par and the Sar, and the Tamil Shal Be'Abayim was done by the fifth Tefillah. Rashi holds the Emirim was done by the third Tefillah, just the Tamil Shal Be'Abayim was done by the fifth Tefillah. And the Ramban and the Ramban hold even the Tamil Shal Be'Abayim was done by the third Tefillah. And only the Ktaris and the Neiris are done by the fifth Tefillah. Those are the three Shittas according to Rabbi Kiva. Now, interesting, what's the halacha? The Rambam passes like Rabbi Kiva. And in the Braisa, the other two Shittas in Rabbi Kiva, right? Whether the one Kevis was done by Shachar and the other six were done later, or six Kvasim were done by Shachar and one was done later. But the Rambam passes like Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah, all the Misafim were done with the Tamash of Shachar except for the Ayil. And the Sir Nasa Bechutz, and that was done by the Tefillah Shlishis, and the Talmud was also done then. And the Piyut of Nusach Sfarad that starts out the Kanat is Mamish the Rambam. It's exactly the Rambam. The Piyut says clearly that the Musafim were done with the first Tefillah. When it goes through the Avodah, the first Tefillah mentions the Par and the Shivik Vasim. And then the Piyut is also very clear that the Sir Nasa Bechutz and the Emirim and the Tamid was all done by the third Tefillah. And the only thing left for the fifth Tefillah was the Ktaris and the Neiris. So it appeared that the Atta Kanant of Nusach Sfarad is exactly the Rambam, which is Rabbi Kiva, and also the Shittas Rambam that the Tamid Shebein Abayim was done by the third one. The Pin of Nusach Ashkenaz, it starts Amitz Kayach, says that after the Shluch Hasar, it says that he wore a Big Day Zav, he was Mekadish, and he did the Eilei Ve'Eila Am, Trav Chatas, the Chel of the Chatas, Umusafin Hikrif Kachayk. He says, and the Musafin he did then. So Musafin Lechayim means all the Musafin. And after the Tzos Kafel Machter, the Piyut says that he wore Big Day Zav, and he was Mekadosh, and he did the Tamid, and the Ktairis, and the Nevis. And doesn't say anything about the Musafin. So it sounds like the Piyut held that all the Musafin was done by the third Tefillah, and the Tamid by the fifth Tefillah. So firstly, you see that this Paitim passes like a Belezer. Not like the Piyut of Nusach Sfarad, the passage is like Rabbi Kiva. But second of all, he says that all the Musafim were done by the third one, and the Tamid was done by the fifth one, so that's the Baal Amar. Taisus and the Rosh hold the Musafim were done by the fifth one, and that's what the Ramban says, that the Paitanim HaKadmainim held, but we don't have that Piyut that he had, that the Ramban had. Our Piyut Kadmain, the Piyut of Nusach Sfarad is a Piyut Kadmain, and that goes Faker, that goes like the Ramban. It's interesting that he doesn't quote it. It's a piyut that the Gaonim quote, and it's saying, Mamash Shita, that the Talmud was done by the third one. It could be his Nusach in the piyut had the Talmud done in the fifth one. I don't know. But the piyut of Nusach Ashken is Amitz Kayach, is Mamash the Baal Amar. That the Talmud was done with the fifth one, but all the Musafim was done with the third one. The Teis Yantar is Mayrach about it, but that's what comes out, Lalach HaLamaisa. So those who have a Nusach Ashkenaz, do halacha lemaisa like the Baal Amar, that do the Musafim and the third one, the Tamid and the fifth one, and those that daven Nusach Sfarad do halacha lemaisa like the Rambam, like Rabbi Kiva, that you do the Shiva Kvasim in the morning with the Tamid Shal Shachar, and you do the other Musafim, the Sir Nasa Bechutz, and the Tamid Shal Bein Abayim, all with the third one, like the Rambam and the Ramban.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.